Hey, welcome to Wine and Problems, the mental health podcast. I'm Elliot.
And I'm Liv, and we're your hosts for as long as you need us.
Before we get started, make sure you check in with yourself. How are you feeling today?
Have you had a breakdown? If so, don't stress.
Because we'll probably be joining you soon.
So grab a glass and let's dig up the past.
We hope you've got your shovel, kids.
Because it's gonna get messy.
So after a lovely tea break, we are back to the next interview. Liv, how did you find the last interview?
Oh, it was lovely.
It was lovely. So we're moving on to the next one now. We have Dan James on the show. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Not bad. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good.
So, Dan, do you want to just introduce yourself to everyone that doesn't know who you are?
Yeah, I'm Dan. I am a musical theatre performer and singer-songwriter. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Amazing. We'll just jump right in. So we're asking Dan the same questions as we've asked Luke to kind of show the difference between someone that doesn't experience anxiety firsthand to someone that does. The first question that we asked is, what is anxiety to you?
So I guess if you were to ask me that question like 2 or 3 years ago, I wouldn't have really have known what to say, because I think I struggled with it for a few years, but just didn't really know what it was. I thought it was something else. But now I'd say, without knowing what it is or how it's affecting you, it's something that can affect all areas of your life without you even knowing it. It can keep you from making friends, making decisions. It can keep you from being truly happy. Do you know what I mean? I'm gonna say, to me, anxiety on a whole is a tight chest, a beating heart, and the ability to stand up.
When did you first encounter anxiety?
I first encountered anxiety 2 years ago. I was sat in my lounge, and I had had a meeting. One of my exes had come around. He came around just to kind of like settle the dust, have a chat. You know, we hadn't seen each other in about 6 months or so. And then he left. And then about an hour later, I was literally just sat on the couch watching TV. And then, I don't know, I felt like I got this feeling in my chest, like a really hot sensation in my chest. And my face went all red and warm. And my hands went tingly. And I just felt like my breathing went a bit off. You know, like when you feel like you can't remember how to breathe, like it just went irregular. Then I went a bit dizzy. And I was like, what is going on here? So I stood up. And as I stood up, I just got this really tight feeling in my chest. My breathing went even worse. My heart rate was going through the roof. I was dizzy. And then I just couldn't catch my breath. And it got that bad. I had to phone. I phoned 111. And I spoke to the operator there. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. I can't breathe. I literally felt like I was having a heart attack. Like, it was horrific. I got this really tight squeezing sensation in my chest. I was like, had pain down my left, into my left shoulder. It was just horrific. And then an ambulance came and had to take me to hospital.
Really? What did they say?
They did an ECG in the ambulance and just said my heart rate was very elevated. I waited 3 hours in A&E for them to do some tests on me, for them to say that there's nothing wrong. You weren't having a heart attack or anything like that. But after about an hour and a half of being in the A&E anyway, my kind of all went away. And I was sat there like, what the is going on?
Did they say it's anxiety when you left?
They didn't say anything. They just said they recommended that I go speak with my doctor and book in for some tests, because they had no idea what was wrong. And I did that. And I booked privately. Because I have private medical insurance. So I kind of like just booked it all through that. And then I went for an asthma test, because it happened again about a few days later. I was in the gym actually, and I was just training, and all of a sudden it hit then as well. The exact same feeling. I felt like I couldn't breathe. I had to stop. I had to sit down in the corner. I felt like everyone was watching me. I felt really paranoid. It was just horrific. Like, it was really bad. And so after about 2 weeks, I went for some like allergy tests and things like that, in case it was something I was allergic to. And I had to do this like breathing asthma test, all sorts of stuff. And then it came back and everything was negative. And then the doctor said to me, he was like, it's anxiety. It's a classic case of anxiety. He was like, have you ever experienced anything like this before? And I was like, no. And yeah, and then he just prescribed me some medication, which I started to take.
And has that medication worked?
It did work, yeah. It really did. It's called propranolol, and it's basically just a beta blocker. Stops your heart rate getting high, stops your body producing adrenaline. And yeah, it did. It just made me feel very, like, extremely calm, though, like, to the point where it was a bit eerie. like where you can't, you're not experiencing things around you because you're just so like out of it. But yeah, it's impossible for you to have a panic attack because your body can't produce the chemicals that induce it. So
maybe I should get some of those. get me a bucket.
No, it's helpful. It is very, very helpful.
So when you say you've experienced anxiety within the last 2 years or so, how have you had to deal with it?
I think I kind of got a handle on it in the beginning stages. I was very busy. I was on a tour. I didn't really think about it too much. I was with friends all the time and it was a very fast-paced life. So yeah, I don't remember really being too anxious when I was on tour. I remember some little bouts of it, but it wasn't anything mental until lockdown hit after about, I think I was back for about a month. And then, yeah, it just slowly started creeping in where randomly I would wake up in the morning and all of a sudden I just get a sinking pit feeling in my stomach and I'd feel my heart rate would be high when I'd wake up in the morning. You know, like when you have butterflies and you feel really nervous, yeah. And you feel that adrenaline like rushing around your body, but just for no reason, I'd feel slightly paranoid and I'd be like, in the house, someone was like watching me in a sense. I don't know. I just felt very like on edge. And I couldn't describe it. I was like, why do I feel like this? I feel really on edge. My heart rate's elevated. And yeah, and I think it just got worse from there, really. I kind of got like, even being on social media made me feel very uncomfortable. I think it's just everyday tasks. I was very nervous about everything and I couldn't describe it. Going to Tesco, like across the road, even just walking outside after like the first few weeks of lockdown, I couldn't describe it. And I was like, it wasn't until I went home for like a few days. And when I went home, I realized how bad I actually was. It's like, you're like an outsider looking in at your life and how like, fucked up it felt. I used to wake up and just feel very dark, on edge, scared, nervous, and I struggled to interact with people as well. And especially when lockdown eased and if someone came round or whatever, or like I just couldn't look, it was difficult to look someone in the eye. It was the strangest thing ever. I felt like I was losing myself in a sense because I was usually quite a confident out there person. I always have been my whole life. And now all of a sudden looking at someone and holding a conversation seemed to be like really difficult. And I was just confused as to why. And then towards the end of last year, I lost my nan, and she was literally like my second mum, like literally my second, like she raised me from being a baby with my dad. And that was just probably, I know, you know, everyone's lost someone in their life and it's truly tragic. It really is. I like, there's just no words to describe that sort of pain. I think the end of last year, November, was like the worst time of my entire life. I've never felt that much pain and darkness and like suffering in my entire life. Like every morning I'd wake up and I just felt sick. And I didn't want to do anything.
Did you think the grief was a trigger? Did that kind of escalate everything?
100%. Like, yeah, 100%. Everything was difficult. I couldn't make decisions. I remember some days I didn't shower for like 2 days. I just couldn't do any, I just couldn't even do basic tasks, never mind hold a conversation with someone or look after someone or care for someone. Like, it was just this, the weirdest thing. And I've, you know, I've started to come out of that little dark hole now. I do a lot. I'm a singer, so music has been my biggest outlet. I would just write for literally like 13, 14 hours. That's the only thing that I kind of did to kind of take my mind off it. And I did drink as well, which I'm not a drinker. Normally, I don't like drinking. I've never drank in my entire life, but I found myself just having a drink because it just made me sleep. I could sleep. I didn't have to. And then I realized towards the end of it, I was like, wow, I'm actually drinking quite a lot. So I stopped. I should have reached out to someone else, to be honest, a professional, and got therapy and talked about it. But even that seemed like a difficult thing. Do you know what I mean?
No, exactly. I think when you're at a very low point, the last thing you want to do is talk.
Yeah.
You don't want to reach out. You just want to try and just deal with it in your own head. And I'm a very logical person. I think on one of your last podcasts, you talked about having anxiety, but being logical with it, as in like being rational, a rational overthinker. That's me. I'm a very rational, logical overthinker. Yeah. And I knew what I was going through. I knew what was happening, but yeah, I still couldn't do anything about it. So
what would you say the difference is from the old you before you experienced anxiety and the you now?
So I would say before anxiety, I don't know. I think I was about, I'm sure that a lot of people will agree with this, but at the beginning of 2020, I was literally like on top of the world. I had like, I was doing a UK tour, which I was the lead singer on. So it was literally like, it was the dream. I was waiting to hear from my dream show. I was waiting for either an offer or a no. And so everything was kind of like where it needed to be in my entire, everything I'd worked so hard for my entire life. So I was happy. I was confident. My body was in peak condition. I was just like, I felt great. I felt confident. I felt happy. I was content because I'd worked really hard to get to where I was. I guess you don't really realize how quickly it can sneak upon you. You don't realize how quickly your brain changes and your mind changes. And until you're put in a predicament or a situation where you have to step up, or like not even step up, talk to someone or meet someone, and all of a sudden you're feeling nervous and scared. You're like, why do I feel terrified to meet a friend for a coffee? Why am I scared to go outside? Why do I feel paranoid that someone's going to jump me in the street or shoot me out of their window? Like, I guess the old me was,
would you say, like carefree,
confident, knew who he was. Don't get me wrong, I still, well, I kind of think I know who I am. Yeah, and now it just seems to be just a different situation. Like, I just have to deal with different things on a daily basis now. I meditate if I feel like I'm gonna have a bad day, or like I wake up in the morning and I just will just take 5 minutes to do a quick body scan of a meditation, or I will just put my phone down and not look at my phone and try and just stay away from it, or I'll just bury my head in some music or piano or something to try and keep myself distracted, which is kind of bad because I feel like you shouldn't be having to distract yourself every day from your thoughts. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's the main thing now is I'm slowly getting back to where I need to be, but at the moment I guess confidence has taken a massive hit because everything's different, everything's changing, everything's uncertain, and again that just creates this floor, this foundation of just distrust in life and in everyone else. Do you know what I mean? It's very
yeah, it's a big difference between just kind of like walking through life knowing what your next step is going to be and walking through life second guessing the next step.
No, I mean that's absolutely true. And I guess like normally, like I was a very, you know, I made decisions for people. People came to me with all their problems and issues. I was the kind of strong person, that the rational thinker. And now, I mean, don't get me wrong, that's, friends still do come to me with issues and problems, but I feel like I'm not as able all of the time, not as disposable to just be like, here's what to do, here's what you should be doing. It's difficult. It can be difficult. Yeah, because you, when you take on everyone else's problems as well, everyone's just trying to deal with their own shit as best as they possibly can. And I think what's difficult is right now everyone is a different person to what they were a year ago, whether they admit it or want to admit it or not. Like parents, families, friends, brothers, sisters, husbands, wives to each other are all different people because we've all had to adapt to a different way of life. And I feel like people are struggling to recognize that their partner or their friend isn't the same person, and they're not going to react the same, and they're not going to be able to give the same amount of energy or effort or answers to questions that they have, or like, because everyone's dealing with something in their own different way. Yeah, there was a message in there was an answer in there somewhere that I was trying to get to. But yeah, I feel like we need to give people a bit of a break at the moment. Everyone needs to give everyone a break and be like, everyone is different right now, everyone's struggling with something different, and that they're just trying to comprehend the best that they possibly can. Yeah, so I think to anyone listening, just try and give whoever you're spend most of your time with, try and give them a bit of a break.
So do you feel like it's a hard question, because I don't feel like, you know, anyone ever could, but do you feel like you understand your anxiety? Or do you feel like you know it better than what you did a year ago?
I think, like I said, I think I've said it previously somewhere on here, like I'm a very rational thinker, logic thinker. And when I'm going through something, I said to Liv, even if, for example, if I'm taking a medication, a painkiller or whatever, I have to know everything about it, like how it's going to affect my body, what I can expect, how it interacts with other chemicals and what the long-term side effects will be. So when I got diagnosed with anxiety, I was like, right, I need to find everything out about it. And so I do feel like I understand it to a certain extent. I understand it on a biological level. I don't understand how, when, and why it gets triggered. That's just a guessing game.
I feel like that's going to always be out of our control.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make any sense as to why all of a sudden it hits. Yeah. I mean, even this week, I'm working at a COVID test site just to, you know, bring in some more money and try and pay off a bit of debt that the last year has accrued. And the last two or three nights of my shift at around 6:45, and it's really strange because it's always around the same time, my heart rate has started to get really high and I get that fluttery butterfly feeling and I feel really sick, a little bit nervous, and it onsets for about 10-15 minutes, then it slowly goes away. And again, that's the start of a panic attack. And it's so strange. I don't know why it's on setting at that time, but it's always around the same time. So yeah, I feel like if you can recognize red flags, like those sorts of feelings, then you can maybe start to understand, maybe create a pattern as to why, when it's happening. Maybe then we can try and understand it. But I don't think anyone can understand someone else's anxiety, because I feel like there's different shades and types. And some people might not get full-blown panic attacks. Some people might. You know, I know that, you know, some people suffer with horrific, like, panic attacks where they can't breathe. They've got to go into a paper bag and, like, hyperventilate. And, like, I've never truly hyperventilated, but I got to the point where my breathing, I couldn't get a breathing pattern down. I was like, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't say I understand it. I'd say I understand how it affects you on a biological level.
Yeah.
So what would you say to someone who's in the same shoes as you?
Therapy. No, I mean, I've been through therapy my whole life, from a young age, from like the age of 9 onwards, like intermittently throughout. I went through a period in my early 20s where I didn't do it for years and years, but I've had so many different types of therapists. And like, I think people think it's quite daunting and they think they're like a psychopath or something, but it's not. We're very complex human beings, way beyond anyone else's capability to understand. We are all dealing with our past traumas. Some people don't know that they're dealing with past traumas because they don't recognize it.
Yeah.
They're just blindly going through life, reacting to things that are happening without truly asking why. And so therapy helps to uncover that. So you might be anxious, you might have abandonment issues, you might have addiction problems. There's so many things in your life that you're dealing with that you don't know why. And therapy helps to unmask that and understand why you are the person you are, why you're making the decisions you are. And I feel like once you can recognize that, you can then be like, right, it's anxiety and I know that this triggers it, or I know that putting myself in this situation will probably not be the best idea. So I would say therapy 100,000,000%. I would also say that confide in your friends or your partner or whatever, but don't rely on it. Don't rely on them, because
don't let them be your therapist. Like, rely on
Because it's not fair.
Yeah.
And it gets to a point where, you know, your friends do want to be there for you, or your partner wants to be there for you, but it's not their job. And I feel like at the end of the day, sometimes it can be a detriment, because you have to realize that relationships are important, friendships are important. They're not there to be your therapist. So confide in them to a certain extent, to a certain point, but then if it's a continuous thing that's happening all the time, you should really look into therapy and talking to a professional to get some basic understanding of yourself. I think that's what it is. You have to know yourself a lot. And I feel like once you know yourself, you can recognize certain traits and things that might trigger anxiety or certain behavioral patterns.
So moving on, is there anything like that you want to add? Is there anything you've learned about anxiety that you just want to like share?
I guess... on a wrap, I think I'm just going to touch on what I said earlier, and that is you need to spend some time getting to know yourself. You need to spend time with that voice in your head, and you need to spend time understanding or trying to understand why you feel the way that you feel, because no one is just anxious for no reason at all. No one is angry for no reason at all. No one is sad. No one is lonely. No one is anything for no reason at all. It stems from somewhere, from something that's happened. And it's the blueprint of your subconscious mind that is running your whole life. That's telling you what to do. It's telling you to be angry when someone says something to you, or it tells you to break down and have a meltdown and cry when somebody says something to you that you don't like. Everyone's blind reacting to things on a daily basis without truly understanding why. The second you do and understand where it comes from, I feel like people can get to grip on anxiety. And I feel like I've suffered with it for a long time, but never really realized because of what happened to me growing up as a kid. You know, everyone has their own backstories and stuff, but I managed to understand why I have the problems that I have. And now I recognize it and I can pull myself out of the situations. Like for me, loneliness was, being alone was a massive trigger for anxiety just because of things that happened growing up, abandonment issues and things like that. Yeah, so now I know that when I'm on my own, I just have to do X, Y, and Z to not trigger that feeling. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I can't help it, but sometimes if I just think about it rationally, there's certain, you know, coping mechanisms that I've got in order to keep myself feeling elevated or lifted. So yeah, I think that's it. Therapy, go and speak to someone, go and talk to someone. Sometimes it's not even about getting an answer. Sometimes it's just about, sometimes you can answer yourself by saying things aloud, because when you say it out loud, you can be like, oh yeah, I didn't realize I felt like that.
Yeah.
You can answer yourself, but you'll never know until you actually go and do it. So yeah, therapy is way more helpful than you ever thought it could be. Like, it's definitely not what you think it will be as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Dan, for coming on.
No problem at all. I'm glad I could come. I'm not going to lie, I was really anxious this morning about doing this. I think we had to restart it like 4 times.
That's how we go. Yeah. That's how we always do it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much.
So, as a wrap-up, anxiety with everyone is going to be completely different, whether you've experienced it before, whether you're friends with someone experiences it, it's going to be completely different for everyone. Talk about it. That's it. Just talk about it.
Just bloody talk about it.
Make it conversation. As always, lads, I've been Al.
And I've been Liv.
And we will see you next week.
See you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Don't forget, guys, to drop us a like or a review on Apple Podcasts and follow us on Spotify.
Or even jump onto our Instagram at Wine and Problems. See you next week.